K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Kyle Larson. He's the driver of the number 42 for Chip Ganassi Racing in the Sprint Cup Series. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Just hanging out at the shop a little bit and signing some fan mail and things. So, yeah, nice to talk to you.
Now, you had a little bit of a rough time in the Daytona 500. Tell us about your experience in driving in the Great American Race.
Yeah, it was pretty much a disaster from lap one. I got into the wall and did some damage to the car and then got a couple flat tires. And then late in the race, we got wrecked there. So, yeah, probably a 500 that I won't want to remember. Sucks that it was my first ever one, so I will always remember it. But, yeah, hopefully we go on to Phoenix this week and do a lot better and get a better finish.
I bet you learned a lot for the July race, though.
No, it was kind of hard for me to learn anything, really. I mean, I learned a couple things, but I was kind of just riding around by myself for most of the race. So just because I made so much damage to the car that, and then we had to make pit stops and stuff, that I'd come on the track when the field was on the other side of the track. So it was hard to learn many things.
Well, I heard you had a couple of great experiences while you were at Daytona. Can you talk about that?
Well, before I went to Daytona, I got to go to Target House with St. Jude's. You got to meet a bunch of the kids and things, and so that was really fun, and, you know, read a book to them and things like that. So I enjoyed that quite a bit, and then in Daytona, I got to fly with the Thunderbirds. That was really exciting. It was a really great experience, probably something I'll never get to do again, but it was a blast. And then I got to do a lot of racing, too, so it was a fun couple weeks in Daytona.
So we're headed into the second race of the season. What is your outlook for Phoenix International Raceway?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've done okay there in the past. In the truck series, I almost won a race. And then in the Nationwide series, I was, you know, pretty competitive. So looking forward to get there this weekend. We'll have Clorox on the car. They've had pretty good cars there in the past. So like I said, I'm excited for it. Probably can't go any worse than Daytona went. So should be a lot better.
Well, you're one of eight rookies in this year's Sprint Cup Series this season. Does that put a little more pressure on you and how you run as you're one of the favorites?
No, I don't think so. I try not to pay attention to the pressure or anything like that, just trying to do the best I can. I think it's great that we have eight rookies battling this year. It's been the most they've had, or NASCAR's had, in a long time. So I think that's exciting for us drivers, and a lot of the fans will enjoy it too.
So outside of NASCAR, you also drive some sprint cars. Do you plan on doing some more throughout the season?
I'd like to. I'll be really busy with the NASCAR stuff going on, but maybe later in the year when it slows down a little bit, I can get out on the dirt track some more and, you know, have fun out there and get to race those cars, because that's what I've been doing the last 7 or 8 years, and, you know, I love that a lot. So try and get back to it when I can and have some fun.
Will you be possibly doing anything at Eldora?
I'll definitely do the truck race there at Eldora. Probably not any sprint car stuff. So just the truck series.
Well, how did you get started in racing?
Well, my family was, they were all just big race fans growing up, and then my dad built me a go-kart when I was young, and I played around in that quite a bit, and then started racing with other kids when I was about 7, moved up through different divisions in that, and then got into sprint cars when I was 14, and did that until now. Now I'm running the Sprint Cup Series, so it seems like it's gone by fast. I know, 14 or 15 years seems like a long time, but it goes by really fast.
There's some people that think that NASCAR is all about just turning left and it's a 3-hour boring race. What do you have to say to those kinds of people?
Just come out and experience it. It's kind of hard to get the full sensation of everything, you know, of the atmosphere and all that when you're sitting on your couch at home, flipping to the NASCAR races in between commercials and things like that on other shows. So, yeah, I encourage anyone to come out to a local race nearby. There's lots of other things going on during the race weekend besides just the race itself. You know, there's concerts and meet and greets with drivers and things like that. And then you get to experience the speed, the wind the cars produce off the bodies, the loud noises and things like that, and all the fans cheering, and get to see the pit crews live in action. So it's just a lot more exciting thing to watch when you're at it in person.
Any particular racetracks you're looking forward to this season?
My favorite racetrack is Homestead Miami Speedway. It sucks that we have to wait all year for it, but I wish we could go there twice a year at least. But it's the last race of the season, so we got a long time to wait for it.
All right. Anything else for our listeners?
Come out to a local race and come say hi.
I got to ask you, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Cake?
Yes.
I usually don't eat cake, but...
Yeah, okay, we have to end this conversation. Just kidding.
I like funfetti with rainbow chip frosting.
Well, that's a good one. I like that one. Well, I wish you luck for the rest of the season, especially this weekend at Phoenix.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's Kyle Larson. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel.